So here's a question that might make some of our listeners squirm a little. When should you actually start planning for retirement? And I mean really planning, not just letting your super sit there and hoping for the best.
Right, and I think the answer surprises most people. You know, I was chatting with a friend recently who's in her early 30s, and she said retirement felt like something her parents worried about. But here's the thing. The optimal time to start is way earlier than most Australians realize.
Okay, so how early are we talking?
Honestly, as soon as you start earning income and receiving super contributions. I know that sounds intense, but time is genuinely the most influential factor in retirement planning. Let me explain why. Compound growth is the main driver here.
Mm-hmm. The magic of compounding.
Exactly. When you contribute to super, your returns get reinvested. And then those returns generate their own returns. So if you start in your 20s, even modest contributions can grow exponentially over 30 or 40 years. But if you wait until your 40s, you've lost decades of that compounding effect.
That's a huge difference. Can you give us a concrete example?
Sure. There's research showing that if someone contributes an extra $3,000 a year to their super from age 20, they could potentially see an additional $679,000 by age 65. Though, of course, that depends on investment returns, fees, and other factors. But it illustrates the power of starting early.
Wow, that's a staggering number. So to everyone listening in their 30s or 40s, it's definitely not too late. But you can see why starting early matters.
Absolutely. And here's the reality check. The superannuation guarantee, those compulsory employer contributions, they're often not enough to fund a comfortable retirement. The system was never designed to fully replace your pre-retirement income.
So what does comfortable actually look like in numbers?
The Association of Superannuation Funds of Australia suggests a single homeowner aged 67 needs around $630,000 for a comfortable retirement. For a couple, it's $730,000. But many Australians are falling short. For instance, the average super balance for males aged 45 to 49 is around $193,000. And for females, it's $147,000.
That's a pretty significant gap. Why do you think so many people delay planning?
Competing priorities, mostly. You've got mortgages, kids, education costs, retirement feels distant. I actually remember when I was in my 20s, I thought checking my super balance once a year was enough. Turns out, I had three different accounts and was paying triple the fees for no reason.
Oh, ouch! That's a costly mistake.
Yeah, exactly. But delaying planning leads to underfunded super balances and missed compounding opportunities. Those who engage in retirement planning early tend to make more informed decisions and feel more confident about their financial future. Or to put it another way, starting sooner gives you better financial outcomes and greater peace of mind down the track.
That point about competing priorities and those missed opportunities really sets up our next piece, the different life stages and strategies. But first, a quick word from our sponsor.
If you're in Western Australia and wondering how to turn these insights into action, Approved Financial Planners has over 20 years of experience providing strategic financial advice. They offer services including retirement planning, superannuation management, and investment strategies for individuals and families across the state. Find out more at approvedfp.com.au.
Picking up on those missed opportunities, how should someone in their 30s approach retirement planning differently than someone in their 50s?
Great question. Retirement planning is an evolving process, so your priorities shift. In your early career, 20s to 30s, focus on the basics, establish a super fund, minimize fees, consolidate any multiple accounts you might have, and start small, voluntary contributions if you can.
Right, building that foundation.
Exactly. Then mid-career, say 30s to 50s, you want to increase contributions through salary sacrificing, review your asset allocation, and balance those competing priorities we mentioned. Mortgage, kids, all that. This is also when you might look into tax-effective strategies.
And pre-retirement?
In your 50s and 60s, the focus becomes maximizing contribution caps, transitioning your investment strategy toward capital preservation where appropriate, and modeling your actual retirement income needs. You'll also want to assess eligibility for the age pension, which currently starts at 67.
Let's talk about those voluntary contributions for a moment. What options do people have beyond the superannuation guarantee?
Several, actually. Salary sacrificing is popular. You arrange with your employer to contribute part of your pre-tax salary into super. There are also personal concessional contributions, which can offer tax advantages. And for low to middle income earners, the government offers co-contributions, up to $500 if you contribute $1,000.
I see. Go on.
Yeah. If you're 55 or older and selling your family home, there's a downsizer contribution that allows up to $300,000 per person into super outside the usual caps. And if your total super balance is under $500,000, you can carry forward unused concessional caps from the past 5 years.
So there's actually quite a bit of flexibility in the system if you know where to look. Though I suppose finding all these options is the trick. It's not exactly advertised on billboards, is it?
Ha! No, not quite. But here's something people often overlook. We're living longer. Australians are experiencing rising life expectancy, which means retirement can span 20 to 30 plus years. That's a long time to fund.
Makes sense. So you need more savings just to cover that extended period.
Exactly. And with inflation eroding purchasing power over time, plus market variability, you need long-term exposure to smooth out those ups and downs. This is why super alone often isn't enough. Many people need additional strategies like personal investments, property, or structured retirement income streams.
Have you ever wondered how much you personally need to retire comfortably? Because research shows many Australian workers are unsure about their retirement savings needs, and there's often a disconnect between expectations and reality.
That's a real problem, and cost of living pressures are making it worse. 43% of those approaching retirement say that's their top concern. Insufficient super savings comes in at 25%, and healthcare affordability at 18%.
So, what's the takeaway for someone listening who's maybe feeling a bit behind?
First, don't panic. Even engaging at a basic level now can make a real difference. Start by monitoring your contributions and fees. Consider small additional contributions and periodically review your progress. The earlier you start, the less effort is required later. Delayed planning just shifts the burden forward, often requiring higher savings rates or increased risk.
I understand. And it sounds like professional advice can really help customize all of this to your specific situation.
Absolutely. Retirement planning in Australia involves that three-pillar system: compulsory super, voluntary savings, and the age pension. Working through the complexities, especially with changing policies and personal circumstances, benefits from expert guidance. People who engage early and get personalized advice tend to make more informed decisions and achieve stronger long-term outcomes.
Well, I think the message is clear. The best time to start was yesterday, but the second best time is today. Thanks so much for breaking this down in such a practical way.
My pleasure. I hope everyone listening feels a bit more empowered to take that first step.